Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio today, Reaching the World for Christ in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we just want to say hello to everybody out there that's listening, and God bless you, and just tell all your friends, your neighbors, your family about the broadcast. We're just trying to get the Word of God out, get people saved and ready to go to heaven, so just share it out, if you will, and we asked you to like it and just tell everybody about it. And we just want to welcome all the new listeners around the world and also in the USA. We have a lot of new listeners. So just tell all your friends and neighbors about it and just join in with us as we worship the Lord. In worshiping and praising the Lord. And we just want to tell all the Facebook listeners, if they have any prayer requests or a praise report, to put it in the comments below, and we'll see them there and we'll pray over them and we'll see the praise reports. And the subject for today is coming out of Revelation 3, verse 2. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God.
Praise God.
So, we're going to get these other people on here, and then we'll have our... we'll have Tim come and sing a song, and then we'll get our pastor on, Pastor Don Harris.
Praise you, Jesus.
Give me just a minute. I'm having a problem with my computer. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Let's see who this other one is. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, I'm Billy Keeler calling from Burn Up Little Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
We're blessed, brother.
Amen.
We're going to get Tim to come around and sing a song, and then we're going to get the pastor to obey the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, here I go.
Bless you, Lord.
Just bear with us. We're trying to get something set up here.
Amen.
Me too. One-way trip to hell.
Amen.
Huh?
I said, me too. I'm trying to get up and I'm like,
I'll take the many water. I'll tell a lot of things. Searching for one that would bring lasting peace. Those worldly new ways only brought a bit of pride. But I found one I need it, but I'm gone for money. I'll take the stream that flows from the mountain. Sweet Calvary's mountain that makes bitter sweet. Robin's dead, it's the faithful, never fell into a need. You can have the new rivers, I'll take the old stream. Today's mother and thinkers do not want to hear about the seven of our fingers so near. They're cold, and they not in their teaching today. But I'm not ashamed to say it, the blood's the only way. I'll take the old stream that flows from the mountain. We tell Calvary built it, that makes it our queen.
What a beautiful place that's going to be. We thank God for being able to be back here today and come to you in the lovely name of Jesus, name that's above every name. Praise God, and a name that's been highly exalted. We just praise the Lord for his love and his mercy and his goodness at another great day, beautiful day the Lord has given us to be able to come and share with you the blessings of the Lord. Praise God, and just pray that we'll be a blessing to you out there. Praise God today and touch somebody. Maybe somebody get right with the Lord or give their heart to the Lord before it's too late, because that's why we all here and doing what we can, maybe to reach out and touch somebody that's out there today. Praise God. Oh, you know, time is a fading away. Time is running out. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know, Jesus said today is a day of salvation. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to get into the maybe a little bit here in the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation. But we'll come back and read to you. And I may differ with some. And a lot of people believe one thing and some believe another and something else. But, you know, we got to stand up on the Word of God, praise God, and do what the Lord has told us to do. But we'll read just a little bit here in the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation. Hallelujah, and talk to you a few minutes. John, as he was in the Isles of Patmos for the Word of God, testimony that he held, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and God began to unravel to him and begin to show him mysteries and things that had been kept secret from the foundation of the world. But he began to tell John to write these things and to begin to declare them. And praise God, John began to see it and began to tell you and I, praise God, as he began to see the numbers of the people that was numbered, 144,000 and all the tribes of the children of Israel, praise God, as he come down through them, and he got down about the seventh chapter of it, and about the ninth verse in there, he said, after this I beheld in a great multitude, which no man can number, of all nations that kindred and people and tongues, I stood before the throne and before the Lamb, I clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Praise God, and said they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, praise God. These people begin to cry, I'm giving glory and honor and power unto the Lamb and God. But I tell you, he's worthy to be praised, children. Yes. Praise God. David said, everything has got breath. Oh, to praise you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. We need to praise him, my Lord, because I tell you, he died for you and me, and we can live, and we can have life and have it more abundantly. But he began to number them all. Here you come down through it. He's tried, praise God. And he's seen a number that no man can number. I had a guy tell me one time, he said, I believe when the Lord comes, I believe he can load every child of God, every Christian they are, in the loach wagon. I said, I'll beg your pardon. Praise God, there's going to be a number that no man could number. John seen him here. He seen 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. But when he got to the ninth verse, he said, I seen a number of no man could number of tongues and languages and nations. I stood before God, praise God. And the Bible said, he began to ask them, said, who is these people and whence came they? Praise God, an angel said, thine oath, he said, these are the ones that come out of great tribulation, has got their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. I tell you, church, God's going to have the people that nobody can number. Hallelujah, that's been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God. Praise God, you know, we got a lot of people today that's grown faint-hearted and how they worried and well-doing and have given in and given up. But praise God, friend, we've got to fight the good fight of faith. We've got to lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah, we've got to run the race and keep the faith. Hallelujah, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be worth every bit of it when we hear him say, well done, I good and thy faithful servant. And John seen it here, he said a number that no man could number. Praise God, and he said, I need the ones. Praise God, let me say, I pray and they didn't give in when the ways got hard and the way got rough. They kept right on keeping on, even dying for the mighty name of Jesus. And my mind went back, praise God. When the early church began to come out, praise God, and the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, I've come out and begin to preach the word of God there in the book of Acts. They was persecuted, praise God, but they kept on keeping on. Hallelujah. Now think about it. How many of them died because there's absolutely preaching a resurrected Savior. Hallelujah. Some even reported among the Jews, hallelujah, that he was stolen away tonight and that he never did rise. But I'm so happy to stand here today and tell you he's a risen Savior. Hallelujah. He's alive. Hallelujah. And he's alive forevermore. And if we believe upon him, we can have life also. And we can live and live forevermore. I would have seen them. My little Peter and John, and them come out there, praise God, telling the people, he ain't dead, but he's alive. They told him, don't you preach no more in this man's name. Says, you filled all Jerusalem with your doctrine and your intent to bring this man's blood upon us, brothers and sisters. We need to fill this world with the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, because I'm here to tell you there ain't no salvation, none other, but in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, a name that God highly exalted Jesus, and he gave him a name. Praise God. And that's what got that early church persecuted. And many of them lost their life because they were the preacher Jesus Christ and him crucified. And said he's alive. And through him they his remission and forgiveness of sin. I pray it out to you, there ain't no other man or no other name you can call on today and be saved. You pray to the Pope all you want to, that ain't going to work. You pray to Muhammad or Buddha. You pray to other gods and they cannot hear you. But when you begin to call on that name, Jesus, hallelujah, he will hear your cry. He will hear your prayer. And he'll forgive you of your sins. And he'll come into your life. Oh, but I begin to see him. They begin to threaten them boys. And they begin to tell them, don't you preach no more in the name of Jesus. And they begin to catch them and whoop them. But praise God, when they got loose, they went right back after her and kept on preaching. People letting up, they're giving in today. But praise God, if I'm preaching another doctrine besides him, I'm preaching the wrong thing.
Amen.
I said it the other night. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. The angel would come and bring you another gospel or another doctrine. Besides Jesus Christ, you can't even curse. Oh, friend, I'm telling you, if this world don't turn and call on Jesus, they're going to die in their sins. Lost and undone. Without the Lord, out of their forgiveness and a remission of sin. They caught them, they whooped them, and they killed some of them. Praise God, and they throw them in prison. But you remember, hallelujah, the angel of the Lord, come down into prison and open the prison door and let them go. Where did they go? They went right back over where they was in the synagogue. And a little lad come running in. When they was looking in jail for him, and they said they ain't in there. And a little lad come running in. And said they back over yonder in the temple. And they're preaching that man. I called Jesus again. Praise God. Brother, I'll tell you, there's power in the name of Jesus. A deliverance in the name of Jesus. You may be out there today. You may be bound by the devils and the forces. And the only way you can get freedom and be set free, it's in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. People don't like that name. Brother, but I'll tell you, he's the one that died for me. And he's the one that died for you. And he's also the one, hallelujah, that rode on that third day and said, because I live, you can live also. Friend, they lie for you. Hallelujah. Somebody said one time, ain't no hope for me, but I'm here to tell you there is hope for you. Jesus gave his life that you and I could live. And he come down here, and then they come out of our preaching, and healing all manner of sickness, and all manner of diseases, through that Bible, and that mighty name. They said, oh, we don't want to hear it. They stopped their ears up, and they turned. There's people that doing the same thing by the day. The Lord David preached it. I touched his neck and I circumcised and hardened ear. He told him now he said, you always resist the Holy Ghost and your forefather spoke to you. Friend, they resist them. They reject them by the power of God. Father, have any today? No, there's power in that name. That ain't in no other name. Hallelujah. That men and women can be delivered and set free. You can go to doctors. You can go to psychiatrists. You can pour out your heart to them. And brother, they'll pop you a pill. And you wave her. Hallelujah. The final way. I just cover it up. But I'm telling you, about a man I call Jesus that can wipe it all away. That it'll not be there more. You can be delivered. It can be set free through and by that name. Hallelujah. People say, their nerve is racked. I will count it so much. I'm going on. But Jesus, when he left here, he said, my peace, I leave with you. My peace, I give unto you. Brother, there's peace in him. There's deliverance in him. There's healing in him tonight. There's deliverance. Amen. And whatever you need. You may say my nerve is wrecked, but I'm telling you, I found a man that my Lord stepped out on his feet one night out of the depth of the chill, and the storm was a brewing, and the waves were a beating, and they were scared, and they woke him up and said, Master, don't you care how that we perish? He come out to the deck on that little ship where the storm was a raging. Brother, there's a storm of river out there, and people are taken by their whole lives. Oh, they don't know what to do. But I want to tell you tonight, there's a man called Jesus. You can turn to him. You call on him, and he'll deliver you. He'll set you free. He steps out there. When that storm was raging, and a brother, hallelujah, and stretched his hand out on the sea, and said, peace, be still, and my, and the great calmness, he can speak to your heart, he can speak to your soul. But today, if you look to him, they tell him the Lord, they delivered in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It ain't in man, it ain't in the worldly thing. It's in him how we live and move, have our feelings.
Yes, praise God.
And do you know, or do we know where our strength comes from?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother, I tell you what, there's going to be a number come out when Jesus comes that put their faith and their trust in him. Hallelujah. That learned to lean on him. That learned to believe that he is the way. He's the truth.
Yes,
he's the life, praise God. Hey, salvation in no other. My. If we get down into the Word of God and get a hold of the horns of the altar and get down to business again, I mean the church world, I can put the doctors out of business. But oh, let me tell you one thing. Bring a healer in the midst of us. Hallelujah. David said, the Lord our God, he is my healer. Hallelujah. The sister redhead. Praise God in the third chapter of the book of Revelation. About water. We need to strengthen the things that remain. That are good to die. Brother, they tell in the Lord. David said, the Lord will strengthen your heart. He'll strengthen. strengthen you. He'll build you up. He'll give you power. Out of dread on tokens. He'll give you power over the enemy. My Lord, there's power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the blood.
Amen.
Father, Lamb of God.
Amen,
I want to tell you, you may be filled with nerve pills. Father, you don't know what to do next. But let me tell you, friend, I turn to Jesus. He's the answer for every situation. He's the answer for every problem. Hallelujah. Why? Oh, Jesus Christ said in his word, he said, I've got all power in heaven. I mean, why? Hallelujah. He's God manifested in the flesh. God spoke out. Man in the beginning and said that, and he spoke this world in existence, and darkness was on the face of the deep. But if there be light, and they would light. My Lord, he spoke, Jesus come, and hallelujah. He spoke to a dead man one time, had been dead for 4 days, and they even said, well, Lord, but this time he stinketh. But Jesus said, show me where you've laid him. And they took him to the tomb of Lazarus, and he said, roll away. I'm talking about a man that was stinking by this time. Been dead for 4 days. No life in him. They rolled away by the stone from the hut of the sepulcher where Lazarus was laid. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said he came forth with great clothing. My, they told Jesus, why, he's been dead. He's stinking. Other words, he's already rotten. But my Lord, I didn't stop Jesus.
Amen.
I'm telling you, he's all power.
Yes.
He's all deliverance. If you and I can believe him for a miracle, he's a miracle worker.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And God used people all the way down through time. Hallelujah. And old Adam come forth, found the great clothing. Jesus said, loose him and let him go.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm feeling in my spirit. He's saying to somebody, I'll be free. Lucy, somebody's bound out there. Devil to torment your mind by the death. He's a lie to you.
Amen.
Don't you know the devil's a father of liars? He's a liar. He's the father of it. Let every man be a liar. Let God be true. He's true. Praise
yes.
God. Oh, he
yes.
spoke. Oh, Lazarus. Mama, I read about a man called Elijah. And Elijah, father of Elijah. But we need to line up with the word of God.
Amen.
We need to follow Jesus as Elijah. Father Elijah. After a while, Elijah turned to Elijah and said, what would you that I do for you? And he said, oh, that I might receive a double portion of the Spirit. How many out there would like to have a double portion of that anointing, of that power? Hallelujah. I said, you've asked it a hard thing, but if you see me when I'm paying it up, you can have it. Every word that Elijah went, that Elisha was right on his heels. He said, I'm going to Bethel. Little Elisha, you stay here while I go yonder. Oh, he said, no. As the Lord thy God liveth, I'm not going to stay behind. My Lord, he kept on going. He went to Bethel. He crossed the river. He stretched that mantle out across the river. And the Bible said the waters parted. He stepped off in there. Woo! On dry ground. And little Elisha stepped right in behind him. And they got a little brother. And a whirlwind came down and called Elijah. A little whirlwind. Little Elisha stood there looking up. And he went away. And Elijah's mantle fell to the ground. Elisha reached down and got him. Went back to Bethel. And when he come to the river, he stretched that mantle out across the river and said, where is the Lord thy God? Of Elijah. Somebody ought to say, where is the Lord thy God of our fathers and of Jesus Christ at? And when he said that, my Lord, the waters parted. I shall went across on dry ground. And all of the people, they began to look upon him and said, behold, the spirit of Elijah rested upon Elisha. I would to God somebody to look around and see and the power of the apostles and all the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief of the head of the corner, and say the spirit of the apostles is resting upon them people. Hallelujah. They've seen what God done. I'm telling you, church, he's a miracle worker. People full of doubt and unbelief. But let's get to the place where we can blame God again at whatever he said. We'll take him at his word, and we'll not stagger, but we'll be fully persuaded. We're serving the God, praise God, that Elijah served. We're serving the same God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He's the same one that was walking around in the fire with them boys. Hallelujah. He's still God. And besides him, they ain't no other.
Amen.
Somebody needs to believe in a true and a living God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Get back to the days of the apostles.
Praise the Lord.
Get back to living right.
Amen.
Praise God, Brother Kent. Tim sang the song, what's wrong? We're living right. Praise God, there ain't nothing wrong.
Amen.
We're living right. We got to live right.
Right.
We got to walk right.
Amen.
We got to be right. Praise God. That's what the Lord's looking for. A people that will walk upright before him. I'm going to come to a close. Praise God, but it's time we take back and we start believing that he's still a healer.
Amen.
Praise God. Didn't he say, I'll give you the gifts?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There ought to be some miracles going on in our church world today.
Amen.
Instead of a deadness, instead of silence,
come on,
of grieving out over the crowd. Hallelujah. There ought to be some miracles that have taken place. Somebody ought to be getting healed. Somebody ought to be getting delivered.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We can't believe him for miracles. How are we going to believe him for salvation?
Come on.
We can't believe him for salvation. How can we believe him for greater things?
Amen.
But he says, as your faith is, so shall it be. I'm praying for faith. I'm praying, my Lord, that we'll get the faith of the early church had, and believe not, and doubt not, but believe whatever God said that he's able to do.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, he's a bringing a church. He's a bringing a people out of the people that will put on the salvation of our life. Said, "Are you ready here? Strengthen the things that remain. Build yourself up in the most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourself unspotted from the world." Hallelujah. It's time. Praise God, the church world got back to lay a hand on the sick.
Amen.
It's time the fire got to burn again. How was it when on the morning of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost come, it come as a rushing mighty wind, like fire, it set upon each of them, and they spake with other tongues, as the Spirit give them.
Yes.
Amen.
People said they don't want it. Away with it. Brother, it's just as real.
Yes, it is.
Tonight as it was then.
Amen.
And either it comes on you, you shall receive power. Ain't that what we need? It's power.
Amen.
To call those things that are not as though they are.
Amen.
Speak faith. Don't speak that.
No.
I've talked to Christian people. I've talked to preachers. Every time you mention something about seeing a miracle or seeing God move, they come back with doubt or unbelief. But we got to believe that He is able to do these things. As our faith is, so shall it be. And I'm looking in this end time for the gift to get back in operation, back in our churches, as it was when they left out for Pentecost. Sure, Peter denied the Lord, but he repented, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Remember and repent from which people won't repent no more. In other words, people will not turn from their ungodliness and their wicked ways. To repent means, don't it, turn away from what you're doing.
Amen.
Turn away from them sins. Turn away from that corruption. Get the Spirit of God in your life. Get the Holy Ghost fire a burning inside of you one more time. That's what's going to change this world.
Amen.
Praise God. Is the Spirit and the Lord. Strengthen the things that remain.
Amen.
How am I going to strengthen myself? Get on your knees
before
the Lord. Pray without cease.
Amen.
In everything, give them thanks unto Him. Repent, remember, and repent from which you're falling. And do you first work or else? He said, "I will remove the candlestick except you repent."
Come on.
People need to turn back to Him.
Amen.
Call on Him. I want to get off here, give these brothers some time. Didn't aim to go all that long. But people, we need to turn back to God. His ears are still open.
Yes.
His arms still stretched out. He said, "All day long I stretch forth my hands to a gainsaying and a disobedient people."
Amen.
Well, when God tells you to go pray, when the Spirit bids you to go pray, do you go pray? Or do we rebel against Him?
Amen.
When the Spirit bids us to read, do we read? When the Spirit bids us or tells us somebody needs prayer, do we start praying for Him right then?
Come on.
Brother, God is still God, ain't He?
Yes, He is.
He ain't changed one bit. The God of Daniel, the God of all the prophets, He's still God.
Yes.
The God of the apostles, He's still God. I'm going to turn to that sister back here. I won't ever rush. Go ahead, sister. Hallelujah.
Good word, brother. We need is the word of God. Brother Miles, go ahead and pray the Lord, and then we'll have Tim come around and sing a song. Then Brother Billy can obey the Lord.
Oh, Sister Betty. That's hard to follow him, you know. He's like me. He's a, what we call the old-timey preachers. We preach the truth.
Amen.
We don't care. You know, it's going to make some people mad, but the others may get them saved. You know, that's, I think that's what
yes.
it's about. We got to get back to preaching like we love them, like we care about them. And if they forgot,
amen.
They want to pat their backs and tell them God ain't going to send nobody. Well, he's not. You send yourself there. When you reject the Savior, that's what sends you to hell.
Yes, bless him, Lord.
I'll start reading in chapter 3 here. And it said, unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Boy, praise God. He just started off talking about the churches, didn't he? Because you go to them today, and you remember as a kid going to that church, and people just up shouting and running the aisles and speaking.
Come on, brother, come on.
Jump up and it's perfect. Glory to God.
Yes.
And the gift of God was moving. People was getting
bless him, Lord.
Sanctified and set apart from the world. But today they're just dead as they can be. You can preach your heart out, and when you give an altar call, they'll sit and look at you because they just don't want to get off their comfortable seat. They ain't got no spark.
Come on, brother.
Praise God. It goes on. It says this. It said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die.
Ready to die.
And glory to God. For I've not found thy works perfect before God. People, I'm going to tell you something. You can't live perfect unless you live in the Spirit of God. You got to come out of that and live to the Spirit. The only way you'll live perfect, only way you can be holy is to live in the Spirit of God, to be led and moved by the Spirit of God. Glory. You got to have the anointing of God upon you. You can't just go lay your hands on somebody and say, I'm going to pray for them. They're going to get well. No, you got to have the Spirit of God to move through that prayer. Your faith has got to touch the hem of his garment for them. Glory to God. Your lost children, whoever you're praying for, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You've got to touch God. Hallelujah. And if you've got life in you, the life of the Spirit, praise God, you can still touch him tonight. Hallelujah. You may have slid back.
Lord.
You may get moved all the way to the back view of the church, just about getting close to the door. Praise God, because everything's got cold in you. Well, I want to tell you something tonight. You have
bless him,
no
Jesus.
Memory. You do not have a memory in you. Because, people, let me tell you something. If you felt what I felt when I got in the altar that last time and God took over my life, praise God, I got up and I felt like my feet wouldn't touch the floor. I was so light. Every burden was gone.
Hallelujah.
The sin was just gone.
Oh, yeah.
It was out of me. Praise God, I felt so good. I felt like if I could just touch somebody, it was so strong. They had to get some of that. Praise God. And you forgot what that felt like.
Yeah, you want to give it to everybody.
God did for you. Oh, God, have mercy on you. You better get back on your knees in that same repentant state. And you better get down and seek the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You got to do your first works over, and that is to repent. That's to get down and cry out and speak the faith of God. And don't get up until you get what you need. We get up out of that altar too quick. Well, the song ended. I'm going to get up.
Come on.
But you ain't through praying yet. You stay there. If
come
that
on.
Preacher
yeah. come on.
Sick, he'll stay with you all night if it takes it. Glory to God. We sit and been in the altar and pray for one a couple of hours. It don't make no difference how long they need to pray. I'm going to pray with them. And praise God, I guarantee you, Brother Don, same way. We're seeking souls. We want to see people come back. To that first
come on,
one,
yeah, we do.
God, the one that
yes, what it's all about, brother.
They know where they come from, brother. Hallelujah. But then they get in church, and they get in that old dried up old bean shell. You got to crack the shell open to get the beans out. Well, that's the same
come
way
on.
People are getting. And I'm going to tell you something about the apostles didn't have what they needed either till the day of Pentecost. Because remember when they took Jesus, they all scattered out and ran. But on the day of Pentecost, when they gathered together, They got filled with the Holy Ghost. That'll prove to anybody that Jesus rose from the dead, because they changed immediately. They right then, they was ready to die for Jesus. They wouldn't quit talking about him. They wouldn't quit preaching him. They put Peter in prison. But an angel come down to set him free and let him go. People, they can't lock you up. They can't make a law strong enough to take God out of your heart unless you went cold and lukewarm on him. Glory to God. He'll spit you out. You make a foul taste if you don't remember what God has done for you. And glory to God, I'm going to tell you this. You may never have come to know Jesus as your Savior, but you know that God's been blessing you.
Hallelujah.
You know that everything don't just fall in place because you're a good person. It falls in place when God's working for you. And he may be calling you right now. He may be giving you things in your life to help you.
Yeah.
But he's trying to help you to him. Help you to him. Because he's got better things waiting for us up in glory. Hallelujah. But you can't get there if you're like I said right here. Glory to God. You can't get there. He said, thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. You cannot be dead in God and make it into the kingdom of heaven. You can't be dead out here in this world before men and claim to be a Christian. You've got to go out and do as the Savior tells you to do, as the Spirit of God would lead you to do. Speak as he'd have you speak. Do the things he'd have you do. Because glory to God, that it makes me remember what he did with his Lord. I call myself a
Lord.
I don't beat around the bush. I don't pat no backs. I don't tell you that God ain't going to send nobody to
hell. No, come on.
Well, it's not. You are. If you're dead to God, he said, I am not the
God
of the dead. I'm the God of the living. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I put life in you. My spirit resides in you. If you have me, glory to God, you've got life that'll never end already. If you will rise up and stand up in Jesus, glory to God, make a difference in this world. He said, you're an ambassador in Christ, glory to God. You know what that means? You're representing Jesus wherever you go. Hallelujah. You're an ambassador for him. You're going out and speaking his name, introducing people to him, telling them of his goodness, his mercy, his grace, and his love, and telling them of his power that is able to come inside us, that we'll be able to stand. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
How people are. It says this in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
He's a new creature.
If you see yourself going back the same old things you was doing, you never was born again to start with, friend. I'm going to tell it to you.
That's right.
You was born again. Born again means you're free from sin. And you want to go back and dabble in it. It's because you didn't get what you're supposed to get. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the way I look at it. He said, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. We go out and tell the world to try to reconcile them to God, to get them to come and get their sins took away, to get Jesus Christ living on the inside of them. Glory to God. Do you know that two people makes an army if you've got God on your side? Because I know Elijah went out, had just his servant with him. And here comes this mighty army. And he said, oh, they're just going to overrun us. His servant was scared. And he said, open your eyes, look around. We outnumber them. And all the mountains and the hills was standing full of angels. Glory to God. That army seen them. And they went to killing each other. They was running over each other, stabbing each other, get them out of the way where they could run faster. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And a fight, a battle for them. Today, people raise up and think they can't make it. I just can't make it. I can't do it. Well, you ain't supposed to do it by yourself. Duh. And I ain't got the system. If you can't remember what you got a hold of in that altar or at home or out in the woods, wherever you got a hold of Jesus and he forgave your sins and you got that feeling, that rush that come in that lifted you higher than you ever been, you were so full of joy and it was exploding out of you. Felt like everybody ought to feel.
Yeah.
If you can't remember that, friend, you have fell from God. You're dead before
Amen.
Now. In You've got to come back to life.
Hallelujah.
You've got to go back. Hallelujah. Just like having a paramedic come and come to you. He's got to put the life back in you. You're dead. Hallelujah. And those parts of you that's left a little bit alive, they're ready to die, it said. Here's what it says here. Glory to God. In chapter 12 in Matthew, starting at 33. It says, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt.
Yeah.
For the tree is known by his fruit. People, what we do in
this
world, what we do before men, what we do in secret, all this stuff, you know that's the fruit we're bearing for God. What we go out and tell people, what we witness at church, what we testify, glory to God, that bears fruit. The Bible tells us in Proverbs that you got the power of life and death in that tongue. You better be speaking life to them. You better be speaking Jesus.
Yeah.
You better be telling, glory to God, I got a Savior that put life in me like I never felt. I used to do different things in this world that wasn't no count. And I learned that this is so much better and so much stronger. And it's free and don't cost me nothing. I don't have to go and get in trouble with law or nothing else. I can get this any time, any hour I need it. It's always there. It's within me. And I can call on his name and I can feed him, friend. Do you not remember that feeling? Do you not know that he's still there?
Yes, hallelujah.
He said, I'm married to the backslider. He's waiting on you just to come back into his arms, breaking for his love again.
Thank
he's
you, Lord.
Yes. To see that prodigal son or daughter that come back home, and he'll see you coming, and he'll run and fall on you because he knows when you're really repenting. But just like the brother said, repenting means turning away. Turning around, turn your back on sin, and turn your eyes toward Jesus. Because glory to God, you're not going to make it any other way. You have lost your mind if you think that you can serve this world and serve God at the same time. You've lost your mind if you think the things of this world will make me happy. Glory to God. If I give you $1 million,
hallelujah.
If I give you $100 million, you start right then wanting $200 million. These billionaires, they make a billionaire and they want $2 billion right off the bat. Because we're not satisfied with these things down here. The only thing that will satisfy your soul and keep you alive today is Jesus Christ. It's the blessing of the sweet Holy Ghost, the power of God that he has given to man. Hallelujah. He gave it to the 70. They went out. Glory to God. They come back just praising God. Oh.
Yeah.
The devil was subject to. We could just get out. They had to go. Well, it was his power he had given. And they was reveling because they thought they'd done it. And that's just what happens in church. The gifts used to move. People would prophesy. And everybody used to go next to them and pray beside them. They'd turn and prophesy to them and tell them whatever they were seeking. He'd just turn around or she'd turn around and tell them. And it used to happen in the church all the time. And now you very seldom see it. Why? Because they're not seeking God like they used to. They're not as close to God as they used to be. They're not listening to God speaking. If he's talking to them, they're on another channel because they ain't listening to it. But praise God. Glory to God, there's stuff that he tells me. And I'll tell people, and it always comes true. Because if he says it, and I speak it out when he says it, it will come to pass. Glory to God. Every time, not part of the time.
Hallelujah.
And there wasn't nothing to it. They prophesied what they thought they knew about me. Well, praise God, that didn't happen. And I've had some come to me and tell me stuff, and I knew right then where it come from. It hit me in my soul.
Yeah.
Had one tell me that you need to run. You need to get in a hurry. You need to get in high gear. And glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. I went home that night, never slept a wink. I prayed all night, studied my Bible. And the next day, I felt like a champion, like I could run into hell with a cup of ice water with the devil. That's how I felt when I woke up, because I got what I need. I got in a hurry. I got to seek in the throne of God. I didn't want to die. I didn't want the things in me to dry up and shrivel up till they wouldn't work no more. Because my Bible says this, the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. He will not repent of what he's given you. If he's given you the Holy Ghost, friend, he don't just take it back. You may throw it out, but he won't take him back. And that's a fact.
Right.
You may live in a way that God's Spirit can't dwell in you because he don't stay in an unclean temple. It's got to be cleaned up inside. People don't know that evidently. They come to the altar, brother, and they get down and pray, and they think a job's done. They get up, walk off, thinking they're all out in a bag of chips, and they ain't got power to do nothing. People, we got to get back to where we used to be with God. This is get back to the old ways. Glory to God. Here's what he called them. He said, "O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." You don't know how a Christian they'll speak good to you. You don't know how a true Christian speaks when they're praying to God. They're praying for you. You may have spoke mean to them, done something to them, and they're down praying for you that night, asking God to bless you. Turn your heart around. Glory to God, because that's what it's about. Friend, we don't put our enemies down. We lift our enemies up. When they lift it up to God, they ain't your enemy no more. They can be your brother and sister. That's what people are missing today. Glory to God. I'm going to end up, I'm going to get over here in 1 Peter. I'm going to read a little bit. And I'm going to start the first chapter about verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." See, friend, if Jesus didn't raise from the dead, praise God, we didn't have no hold over death. We couldn't conquer death. You die, maybe we'd get to go to heaven. I don't know, because there wasn't any resurrection. Jesus is the one that conquered the grave. He took the keys of death and hell away from Satan. Glory to God. You see, he holds the key now. He unlocked that for us. Praise God. And then you can forget what he's done for you. You can forget that you have a way to get into the kingdom of God and live forever. You'd rather go into that devil's hell and forget that God loved you that much. I don't see how. He said, "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you and me." It's waiting on us, friend. How can we forget? How can we die out to Jesus? How can we die out to a Savior that loved you that much? He said, "If I go away, I go to prepare a place for you. And it's going to be such a place as we can't even imagine. It won't enter into the heart of man of how good it is, how great it is, how long it's going to last, how beautiful it's going to be. And no hospitals, no nursing homes, no doctors, no funeral homes, no graveyards. All the things we're going to have to do without. Ain't that something? We have to do without all that stuff. And praise God for it." He said, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." People, if you got faith in God and faith in the one that you called on the first time, when you felt that feeling, that overflowing feeling of God, that when he took all your sins and took them away from you and wiped you just clean as a baby, no sin stain on you nowhere, and you know what that felt like. When you got up out of there, you felt like he's floating because there's so much weight taken off of you. Your mind was at ease. Your heart was at ease. You was at peace with God. And glory to God. How can you forget it and then die out on him? Knowing that there's a God that loves you. There's a God that, hallelujah, sent his son to Calvary's cross that you'd have a chance to truly live. How do you forget that, friend? How do you go to church and be in the church house and forget who God is and what God's done for you? Glory to God. That's how you start dying. When you start listening to these preachers, some of them on TV, and all they want is your money. All they want is seed money. Seed money, man. The Bible said to seed the word of God. I don't know where they're getting what they're preaching, but the Bible said to seed the word of God. We spread the word of God. The seed grows because somebody else will come by and water it. And God will give the increase. So saith the word of God. Hallelujah. It's just up to us to do what God says and to walk up right before him. He said, "Friend, you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heavy through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than a gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be
praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Do you understand what he's doing? See, when they were baptized with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, it said cloven tongues of fire set on each of them. That fire, when it cleaned them, it purified them. It made them, so before they could walk over, it would put power down.
Thank you, Lord.
See, there's a fire in us that when Satan tries to get a hold of us, that power will burn him. He'll let go, friend. If you've got a hold of God strong enough, God will be on the inside. He'll jump out and fight that battle for you. Glory to God. When you go to church and somebody's up in that pulpit and they're lying and telling half-truths, you should know it. You can say, well,
yeah.
I don't remember what the preacher told me. Well, you better not know what man told. The Bible said, let all men be a liar and God be the truth. If it don't come out of this Bible, friend, don't you trust me on it. I don't want to be trusted. I want you to trust Jesus. I want you to trust God the Father. Because that's the only way you're going to get home is faith in them. Praise God. It goes on. It said, whom having not seen, you love. And whom though now you see him not, yet
praise the Lord.
You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Full of glory.
Praise God. Receiving the end.
Yes, amen.
Even the salvation of your soul. Now think about that. He said we should rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Well, it's not our glory.
Yeah.
We don't deserve glory. It's his glory shines out of. Glory to God. You understand that it takes Jesus, it takes the Holy Ghost to put that kind of glory in you, to make it shine out of you. Glory to God.
Yes.
You need to be full of glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are to be a vessel that walks through this world. Don't never get dirty or spotted by it, but I can be in it every day. Hallelujah. Because why? I love Jesus. I don't love the world. This world's going to burn. Why would I fall in love with it? I want somebody to save me from the fire. The fire,
yes, praise the Lord.
I'm not going through the fire that burns me up. They ain't going to cremate me when I die. Praise God, because I'm living to avoid the fire. I don't even want my body burnt. Now, you're old-fashioned. You mighty right. The Bible says, seek out the old paths. Walk therein. It also said, seek out the old landmarks. Glory to God. You see, you get to follow them. They're setting up these new modern-day landmarks, and they're getting you further and further and further from God. Every landmark you make it to, them new ones carry you the underway. But if you want to get to Jesus, the landmarks is in this Word of God. The landmark is in his children. The anchor of God that binds your soul to him, praise God, is his glory. And it says in Romans chapter 8, I forget what verse, but it says, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. It's just that simple. If you don't have the Spirit, you cannot belong. You will
run.
People that gets cleaned out, it's all that in the Bible. One had the devil in him, and they cast that old devil come out, and that devil wandered around. Couldn't find no place to go. He said, I'll go back to my house where I was living.
Yeah.
So he come back, and he found the house all swept and garnished and cleaned up. And he said, I'll go back in there. He goes and gets seven more devils. Every one of them worse than he was. And they all go in that man. You see?
Praise the Lord.
And you don't finish the job. You're just leaving right ground for Satan to come back in. Because God will clean you up. But you've got to finish the job. You've got to clean your life up.
Thank
for God to come in class. Praise God tonight. Remember, if you're about to die, you're moving toward that back door in church. I'm telling you something. It's time to switch gears and start moving back up closer and closer to the fire. Get up there and be part of the fire. Get up there and be part of the praise team. Get up there and be part of the ones that praise for them that come up. Glory to God. Be up there where you got enough faith to know if I can just lay my hand on them. I believe God will move because I believe his Spirit resides in me. If I lay my hand on them, I believe they're going to get well. I got faith in God for that. Be one of them. Tonight he's looking for you. He's seeking such as will come to him and obey him. Be his child and him be your father forever. And he'll take you into the kingdom of God where you can rest on high. Praise God. Think about all the ones that are dying completely out of God right now.
They're laying in that pit of hell already. The rich man and Lazarus tells you about it. When Lazarus died, the angels took him straight up to Abraham's bosom. But when that rich
yeah.
man died, he looked up from hell being in torment.
Oh,
friend,
yeah.
it's real. If you want to believe in heaven and how wonderful that is, you also must believe in hell. You must believe that there's a reward for the ones that turn God away, the ones that let him die inside them, the ones that turns into a corpse walking around because they're just as dead as they can be to God. It's time to come back alive. He wants to breathe the spirit of life in you tonight like you've never had. He wants you to remember what it was like that first time you come to the altar and truly cried out to God, that feeling, that overwhelming joy, that just you want to just feel like you could just bust open, you're so happy. He wants you to remember that tonight. Remember
yeah.
from whence thou art fallen and repent, lest he blot
yeah.
your name out of the Lamb's book of life. If you read over in that third chapter, you'll find that. That's what he said. Unless I blot your name out of the Lamb's book of life. Don't let that happen to you, friend, please. Please don't let that happen to you. I know they, a lot of them preach and believe, once saved, I always say, well, you're not saved, you're forgiven right now. But he endures to the end the same challenge.
Right,
they don't preach it right. They don't preach it correct. People get up in church, I thank God for saving me. He didn't save you, he forgave you. He cleaned you up. He cleansed you from all unrighteousness. But it's up to you to stay that way. It's up to you to live it. It's up to you to seek God enough to get strong enough you can overcome the devil.
Yeah.
And friend, I'm going to tell you just like it is. It's not an easy fight. You'll have to fight. But praise God, you'll not fight it alone. You'll be like David going up against Goliath. He didn't fight that battle alone. He said the battle is the Lord's. And it will be for you if you'll hold on. Get a hold and just hang on this time. If you're lost, you're backslidden, come back home. He's waiting on you. Praise God. I want to be able
yes.
to see names come on this, put it on our broadcast and tell, hey, I come back to Jesus because of what was said. I come back to Jesus because he just preached it earlier. Before that throne is going to be a great multitude, which no man can number. So many people have chose Christ over the world. Be one of them. Please be one of them. Be in heaven. We'll make a great and joyful noise.
Yes,
because we can sing that first song. Whew, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And we'll be able to sing
yeah.
that. Angels, let's be quiet. Because they don't know that song. But we know that song.
Yeah.
Praise God. We know that song. And we can get in and sing it to the Lord. The first time we all come home together, we'll be able to sing a song that the angels don't know. And praise God, we'll glorify him throughout all eternity. But friend, it's up to you. I just ask you to make a choice tonight. Choose.
Yes, bless the Lord.
Remember what you fell from, that joy you felt. Remember it and put it back in your memory. I love all of you, and I just want to see everyone out there to get saved. And if you get something out of this, share it. Let people see it. Because this world's
dry. Right.
The churches are drying up. Like if you leave a pea on a vine too long, it dries up. You can shake it, the peas will rattle in.
Yeah.
People getting where they're rattling on the inside too. And God wants to
Amen.
Put water back on you. Bring you back to life. I love all of
Praise
you.
Praise God.
Good work, brother.
Praise the Lord.
706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yes, this is Brother Wheeler from Borneo Full Gospel Church. God bless you.
Okay, as soon as Billy gets done, then you can, we're going to have Tim come around and sing one song, and then Brother Billy can obey the Lord, and then you can obey the Lord.
All right, go ahead. That's fine. Praise the Lord.
I was down and still lonesome. I was with you as I could be. When I finally thought of someone said, be first to me.
Are you praying hard? Are you hardly praying? Are you on your mind? Is trouble weighing? Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are you hardly praying? If you got trials and tribulations, seeking God has turned you bad.
Hallelujah.
If you want to change your situation, seeking Luke, look at where you're been. Are you bringing hard? Are you hardly bringing? On your mind is trouble playing.
Hallelujah.
Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you bringing hard? Are you hardly bringing? Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you bringing hard? Are you hardly praying?
Hallelujah.
Are you praying praise hard God. Or are you hardly praying?
That's it.
Brother Billy, yeah, go ahead.
First of all, I want to say I love the Lord. God is great, you know. He keeps his hands up on the ones that really serve him. And there are still some out there that still love the Lord and do what he asks them to do. Praise God. If they wouldn't, this place would then come to an end. But you know what I'm saying? God is worthy of all the praises. He is our creator. He is one that says that we go forward, you know.
Yeah,
and but some people just don't, they think that they got a big education. They went to their Bible scholars and all that, and they learn of us, but they don't know of it. I mean, they learned the words, and they know the scriptures, but have they studied what's behind them scriptures?
Yeah.
I'm talking about getting the real Bible, not about somebody else wrote, praise God. And I read you a little bit.
Yeah,
Revelation 3. It says, me, watchful and strengthened, the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God.
Right.
Number three, it says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. Received and
bless
heard.
Bless the Lord, yeah.
And hold it, hold fast, and repented of. Therefore, thou shalt not watch. I will come on thee as a thief in the night, as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. You know,
yeah.
I stop right there. A lot of people, they say that they once saved, always saved, and they're covered by the blood. And you know, I had a preach funeral last week, my cousin, and I don't think he went to church nowhere. And maybe got a little upset with me because I wouldn't preach him into heaven. Some of his kids did. And I told his wife in the beginning, I know them for years, and they, you know, and she said, I don't want you to. I said, I don't preach him in heaven or hell. That's God's business right there. That's between him and God. But one of these days, you know, the ones that can go to church and the ones that needs to live right for church, especially the ones that's coming up, the new generation, show their kids how they take them to church and train them. Bring them up in the ways of the Lord. Then
right.
When they depart,
yeah.
They will always return to it, praise God.
Yeah.
And that's what God is talking to us for. He said, "Hey, I done put the word in you, and when you gonna come back and see me, praise God? When you gonna be like the first son? When you gonna come back and see me, praise God?" And they ain't, God ain't never left nowhere. You know, they say people, "Well, God left me." No, he don't. He's right where you left him at, because he
Amen.
Still loves us, and he still cares for us. And,
yes,
and sometimes when we see a storm coming on, praise God, he'll reach down that unseen hand, praise God, and sometimes pick a car or truck out of the way. And you know, then you can say, that was a miracle. That was for the glory of God. And I have seen some miracles in my time. Praise God.
Yeah.
All you got to do is watch. Don't go to church watching for something that ain't right, praise God. You go to church looking for what you need. You go to church for looking at what God's going to bless you with. And you go to church and, you know, you got your mind on the Lord. But he's all saying you're going to find what you're looking for. So I'm all the time looking for a blessing, praise God. I'm all, if my brother or sister one, if it gets a blessing to me, I mean, before I do, praise God, that lets me know that God is still in the working business, praise God. I don't have to get the blessing, but just knowing that a living God that I serve is still in the blessing business, you know, praise God. And, you know, like you said there, he going to come as a thief in the night one of these days. Unaware, people are going to be unaware. They're going to be sitting around and doing their own thing, you know, like the Job's kids was doing, you know. They're just doing their own little thing, but, you know, he come up on them as a thief in the night, praise God. They got wiped out, you know, every one of them, even everything that Job had, but Job was a just man. He was perfect in the eyes of God. He is perfect in the eyes of a God, praise God. And at the end of Job's life, I think he blessed him three or four folds of what he had in the beginning. He had more kids. He had more than he had to start with. He had more cattle, more oxen. He was blessed before he died again, praise God, because God had restored it. Everything that the Satan put on Job, you know, Job took it, you know, and he did not curse God. He did not bow down to Satan. He did not say, "Wait a minute, you know, let me get a breather here." No, he trusted God with everything. Even his wife told him, praise God, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" But Job, you know, he was real strict with what he said. He said, "You just talk like one of them foolish women over there." I don't guess he needed her no more. That is not no wife support right there, praise God. Especially if they tell you to curse God. You don't want to do that because I don't think you're going to live to tell about it, praise God. But, you know, just remember one thing, that you cannot get away from God. Once he put that seed in you, once he gives you the Holy Ghost, and people backslide, you know, that's why their life is miserable, praise God. They can't prosper for nothing. They can't lay hands on nothing that comes out right, praise God, until they return that seed back to God and come back to it, praise God. That seed is there for good unless you turn, like the brother said a while ago, when that devil come back, he's going to bring seven more with him. So, you know, we have to be watchful and walk in the Word of God. We got to be steadfast in the Word of God. We got to know what the Scriptures mean and what they say, praise God. We got to hold on. Sometimes, well, these days, they may take these Bibles away from them, but if they throw it on their heart, they cannot do that.
That's right.
Like the Holy Ghost. That's why they can't do away with the Holy Ghost, because they don't see it. They don't know how to get the Holy Ghost, praise God. And they can't see it. They can't lay their hands on it like they did Jesus, praise God. And I'm sure that they keep messing with it. That's why they don't mess with it too much. Because if they keep messing with it, praise God, it will get on them, praise God. And they'll run from it, you know. But a lot of people don't understand the way God works like we do, you know. And That's about all I got, said Betty. I'm all stopped up. And I can't hardly talk.
Bless him.
Brother Billy.
I'm turning back over you.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless you,
bro. Brother Willie, go ahead.
No, you think?
Praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it's just good to be back on the radio. Hey, man, praise the Lord. And, you know, we're blessed and we just love God. Amen. Praise the Lord because he is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, but we come out of Revelation chapter 2. I'm going to begin to read in verse 1. It says, unto the angel of the church Ephesus write this thing, say, he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walk in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know the work and the labor and the patience and how that can know bad things which are evil, and that has tried them which say they are apostles and are known, and has found them a liar. You know, the same body, a lot of people don't believe that Jesus Christ walking in the middle of the congregation of the church. You know, what the Bible says in the book of Matthew, I believe 18, he said that if we're two, three together in his name, he will be in the midst. So anytime that we come together in his name, amen, praise the Lord, and it doesn't take 100, it doesn't take many. If two, three together in his name, he will be in the midst. Amen, praise the Lord. In verse 1, he said, amen, praise the Lord. He said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things. So he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walk in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. See, the candlestick is the church. It's the church today that we live today. There's the churches that we have today. And God is, you know, I believe that we're living on these days, amen, praise the Lord, on the last very days, amen. And God is trying this, the people. He tried this, the people. You know, we see these things that we go through, and the whole world is going through this COVID-19 and all these sickness and all the things right there. I mean, praise the Lord, I believe God is trying his people because there's so many people is far away. A lot of people is quit serving God because of their situations. They got caught up with the worldly things. They got caught up, praise the Lord, with the worldly things and everything. I mean, praise the Lord, and they forgot their first love. I mean, praise the Lord, because...
Yeah.
You know, if the people are in blessed, if they didn't got a new car, they ain't got a new house, they don't think they're blessed. But I tell you why, amen, praise the Lord, we all blessed, amen, praise the Lord. I don't care, you can live under the bridge, but if you got Jesus Christ, you are the richest man in this world, amen, praise the Lord. You can, amen, praise the Lord, you might not have it, amen, praise the Lord, money in the bank, amen, you might not have a good interest, but if you got Jesus Christ in your heart, you got everything. Amen, praise the Lord, because the material things is not what the blessings are. It's the spiritual things, amen, praise the Lord, because that's what he comes for, amen, praise the Lord, to bless us. But in verse 3, he says, and has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not faint. But in verse 4, he says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast led that false love, amen, praise the Lord. All these things, so many people is doing so many good things. So many people, amen, praise the Lord, is doing wonderful things, amen. You know, I've been pastor for 21 years, amen, praise the Lord, and I have seen so many things, amen, praise the Lord. And there was this man, he was a faithful man to come to church. He was faithful physically and financially, amen, praise the Lord. And he, you know, he would do anything for anybody, amen, praise the Lord. But that day when he was dying, a week before he died, he came and he said, brother, come and pray for me. And I went to pray for him. We prayed for him, amen, praise the Lord. And he said, no, you got to really pray. So, you know, we pray, we kneel down, and we pray again. I mean, that Holy Ghost moving. He said, no. He said, no. He said, I have a problem. He said, if I don't get right with God, he said, I'm going to go to hell. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, myself, I thought he was, everything was right. You know, everything was right between him and God. Amen, praise the Lord. But, you know, we start praying now. I began to help him, praise the Lord. So, yes, I've got to forgive him, and praise the Lord. But, you know, I said this, there's so many people in church today that are living in the same situation. They do everything right, but the one thing they don't do right is serving God, and praise the Lord, with all their heart, amen. the left the club. They forgot what Jesus Christ has done for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. They forgot. Amen. Praise the Lord. They got caught up with sin. They got caught up with things, and they got comfortable with sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. And said, "Well, I'm doing this right here because I guess it's okay because God didn't deal with me. God is not." But let me tell you something. God is not letting people get away with sin. God just gives people opportunities to come back unto Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because He loves us. He loves us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And therefore, amen. Praise the Lord. He deals with people. Amen. Praise the Lord. He gives us a vision. He gives us a dream. Amen. Praise the Lord. And there's so many people today. You know, I'm not judging nobody. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the thing about it is, you know, the Bible says that you know the tree by the fruit they bear. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of people that they call themselves Christians. They are not bearing good fruit. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So therefore, we got to pray for them. Amen. Praise the Lord. They got it. Amen. Praise the Lord. The salvation of God is a new thing daily. It's a new every day. It's a new opportunity. It's a new a blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to rejoice every day. You know, David said, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it." Amen. Praise the Lord. And we got to enjoy salvation. You know, and so many people, amen, praise the Lord, they walk around like it's been baptized with lemon juice, amen, praise the Lord, their head down and complaining about everything that happened, complain by the day, complain by what they had, they complain about what they eat, they complain about everything. Man, we got to enjoy salvation, amen, praise the Lord, because it doesn't matter what's out there, amen. What we got is what counts, amen, praise the Lord. We got to have a joy. We got to have a joy, amen, praise the Lord, because, amen, praise the Lord, this is something that God put inside about joy, amen, praise the Lord. We can rejoice in the Lord daily, amen, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people give more joy at worldly things. A lot of people give more joy when they go to the ball game, the heart, the film, and everything. But when they go to church, they go to sleep. There's something wrong with the spiritual life. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so therefore, I mean, we got it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Remember, you know, the Bible says right here in the book of Galatians chapter 6, amen. Praise the Lord. In verse 6, it says, "Let him that is now in the world communicate unto him this and no thing. Be not deceived. God is not a mocker. For whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap the last everlasting life." In verse 9, "Let us not be worried in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we will faint." See, this is the same body, amen, praise the Lord. There's a lot of people sowing unto sin. And they wonder what is wrong with their life. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with this? As I say again, they're complaining about everything. What's going on? What happened? Amen, praise the Lord. Why their life is in bad shape? Why, amen, praise the Lord? Because, amen, they have made their mind about serving God. They have not made their mind about giving 100% to God. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. When you make your mind up, you know, a lot of people have told me, "Well, that's hard to serve God. That's hard to serve God." Amen, praise the Lord. We got, amen, praise the Lord. And he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen, praise the Lord. And Jesus said it's easy to serve God. Amen, praise the Lord. The yoke of this world, the yoke of sin is hard. Amen, praise the Lord. But, amen, praise the Lord. His burden is light. Amen, praise the Lord. We can come unto him. Amen, praise the Lord. And we can serve God. Amen, praise the Lord. We can have a mind made up. Praise the Lord. And serve God daily. Serve God, amen, everything. With everything that is within us, amen, praise the Lord. And not have our food in the world, one food in the church, amen, praise the Lord. It's hard. It's hard to have a food out there, amen, praise the Lord. But we got to serve God with 100%, amen, praise the Lord. You know, we go right here in Psalm 1. In Psalm 103, in verse 1, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. And know that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Amen. Praise the Lord. forgive not all his benefits. And that's what God wants for us to do. Not forgive his benefits. David was commanding his soul to worship God and forgive not his benefits. There's what's wrong with a lot of people. A lot of people not testify no more. A lot of people not tell people what God has done for them, you know. I mean, I've been told some years I got saved back in 87, and I never forget what God has done for me. I just thank God every day for what he's done for me. He delivered me from alcohol. He delivered me from drugs. He delivered me from all. He delivered me for all those things. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God. Amen. I tell people about what Jesus has done. I believe sometimes the people get out and me tell them and hear what I say. A lot of people know my testimony by heart. But I still want to tell people what God has done for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has done so many things for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I cannot forget what he's done for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I enjoy what he's done for me. I enjoy the salvation of God. Enjoy, amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what he wants for us to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And rejoice daily. Amen. Praise the Lord. And verse 13, to forgive all our iniquities, to heal all the diseases, to redeem the life from destruction, who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy, listen in verse 5, who satisfy the mind with good things. Amen. Who satisfy the mind with good things. So he said, if the people's not satisfied with God, there's something wrong with the spiritual life. There's something wrong. Amen. They never give it. They never give it to him 100%. Because we are satisfied. I'm standing here and saying, everybody, that I am satisfied with what he's done for me. I praise the Lord. Amen. I just thank God for what he's done for me. Amen. I am very satisfied. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
I wish I never got saved. I tell you what, I always thank God because of salvation. I always thank God because what he's done for me. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I never regret being saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he has been satisfied my soul. He has satisfied, amen, praise the Lord, the desires of my heart. Like I said, before I got saved, I was looking to joy everywhere. I was looking for something. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thought I can find it on the bars and this house and the bottle or something. Amen. Praise the Lord. But thank God when I come onto Jesus Christ, I didn't have to look for no more because I found something.
Yes,
I found satisfaction. Amen. Praise the Lord. What he's done for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't have to go to the bars no more. I didn't have to buy cigarettes no more. I didn't have to buy liquor no more. I didn't have to buy the drugs no more. I didn't have to go look around for nothing else. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he has satisfied myself with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was satisfied, and I thank God. I have the joy. I have peace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was able to go sleep. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was able, amen. Praise the Lord. And I said, people, what God has done for me, and I want everybody. I still want everybody to be saved. I want everybody. Every time I see somebody in the situation where I used to be, I will tell them what God has done for me. I said, if God done it for me, he will do it for you. God will deliver you from the situation. God will deliver you, amen. Praise the Lord, because there's nothing too big for God. Amen. Nothing is too big. And there's nothing too small that he's not concerned about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's able to satisfy. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's able to satisfy our soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to be satisfied. Amen. Praise the Lord. And once again, a lot of people serve God 2-3 years back. The back there, go back to the world. They come back to Jesus, serve God 2-3 years and go back. You know, let me tell you something. I never had the chance to go back to the world because he has satisfied. He has satisfied my soul. He gave me the joy. Amen. Praise the Lord. He gave me the insurance. Amen. Praise the Lord. That I am going to go to heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I miss God many times, but I thank God and he never missed me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He always been right there with me. He's been patient with me. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I just thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord, because God has been so good to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he promised me that I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm with you even until the end. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he's been with me every day. He's been with me, praise the Lord, in the good times. He's been with me in the bad times. He's been with me when I'm sick. He's been sick with me when I'm not sick. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's been with me when I got money. He's been with me when I got no money.
Amen.
He has never left me, praise the Lord. And that's what he said he would do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and that's why the Bible says in the book of Revelation, remember where you lost. Remember where you left your first life. Remember when you walked away from the grace of God. Remember when you walked away from God and got into sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, there's so many people that say, well, God left me. God will never leave us. God will never walk away. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because God is a good mama. Amen, praise the Lord. Good mama will never leave their kids behind. Amen, praise the Lord. There was a good mama always taking their kids. They always with her. She always know, amen, praise the Lord, if her kids is with her. Amen, praise the Lord. Same thing with God. Amen, praise the Lord. He loves us. He loves his kids. He loves us so much. Amen, praise the Lord. That he sent his son to be just sent unto this world to die for us. Amen, praise the Lord. So we can have eternal life. Amen, praise the Lord. That's how much that he loves us. Amen, praise the Lord. And he will do all over again. Amen, praise the Lord. If we had to, amen. But you know, he don't have to do it no more. Praise the Lord. Because the one sacrifice is enough. Amen, praise the Lord. For save the whole world. One the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is enough to save the whole world for now on unto the end of the world. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants us to know. Amen, praise the Lord. To realize, forget no his benefits. Forget what God has done for us. Amen. Once again, so many people walk away and forget what God has done for them. They forget, amen. One time, amen, praise the Lord, they was sick and God healed them. The one time they didn't have nothing there, but God blessed them, amen, praise the Lord. They got rich, they got a lot of money, they forget and walk away from God, amen, praise the Lord. But that's what they do say, amen. Forget no his benefits, amen, praise the Lord. Forget no his benefits.
Amen.
Forget no, amen, praise the Lord, what he done for you. Forget no, amen, praise the Lord, the day you was, amen, praise the Lord, on the dirty, nasty and everything, and he went and picked us up, amen, praise the Lord. You know, it's like the song that the saint, amen, praise the Lord, God walked in the dark hills. I think, well, this song, and praise the Lord, I like this song because this is where I was. I was in the dark hills, I was in the mud, I was in the clay, and he walked right in there, amen, praise the Lord, and he picked me out, he brought me back, amen, praise the Lord. He cleaned me up, amen, praise the Lord, he washed me in the blood of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. He sent me on the solid foundation. He sent me, he put me on the solid rock, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what he done for me. So he goes as far as you want him to go. Amen, praise the Lord. But don't forget his benefits. Don't forget, amen, praise the Lord, what he's done for you. Don't forget, amen, praise the Lord, the blessings, amen, praise the Lord. It is a blessing, amen, praise the Lord, to the Son of God. It's not just a blessing, but it's an opportunity, amen, praise the Lord. It's an opportunity, amen, praise the Lord, to serve God, amen, praise the Lord. There's a lot of people say, well, I'm lucky because I'm serving God. I don't believe such things. Lucky, I believe they're blessed, amen, praise the Lord. I believe we're blessed, amen, praise the Lord. And because God is callous, amen, praise the Lord, and he saw me one day, amen, praise the Lord, and he, upon his finger, he said, you are mine, and I will watch you, and I will thank you, you will come unto me, amen, praise the Lord. And I believe he's doing the same thing, amen, praise the Lord, because once you are marked by God, amen, praise the Lord, you will never be the same, amen, praise the Lord. You will never walk alone, amen, praise the Lord. He walked with you, amen, praise the Lord. He stood with you, amen, praise the Lord. So this is what God wants for us to do. Forget no his benefits. Forget no what he's done for you, amen, praise the Lord. Forget, amen, because he's still standing at the door. He's knocking, amen, praise the Lord. He said, if you let him come in, I will come inside with you, amen, praise the Lord. And he won, amen, praise the Lord, after people open the door, the hard door, amen, praise the Lord, and let him come in, amen, praise the Lord. You know, because the Bible says, amen, praise the Lord, he's talking, amen, praise the Lord, and I believe Matthew 25, amen, he's talking about the 10 virgins, amen, the 5 was the wise and 5 foolish. When they, amen, praise the Lord, when God shut the door and the 5 foolish was out, they come in and knock on the door, and he told them, he said, depart from me. He said, you work as an iniquity. I never knew you. And, you know, God's going to shut the door one day. You know, the door is open today. And he said, come unto me. And he's knocking on the door. And one day he's going to shut the door. He's going to shut the door, and he's going to say, depart from me, you work as an iniquity. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, today is the day of salvation, because tomorrow may never come. Amen, praise the Lord. How will if you hear the voice of God, harden not your hearts. Amen, praise the Lord. Because today is the day of salvation. He might know nothing you heart no more. If he's knocking on your heart today, you need to come and repent, because he might never knock on your heart again. Amen, praise the Lord.
That's
he
right.
might walk away. Amen. He might not come back again. So if he's knocking on your door, hallelujah, open the door. Open the door and say, in. Come on, Jesus. Come on. Live in my life. I want to be, I make you the savior of my life. I make you the ruler of my life. You will be the ruler of my life for everything that I have. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he wants his people just to surrender to him. Surrender to him. He wants his people, amen, praise the Lord, to serve him and daily, amen, praise the Lord, and bless God with everything that is within us, with all the strength, and all the power, with everything that is within us, to serve God daily, amen, praise the Lord, to serve God and not forget his benefits, not forget what he's done for us, and know just what he's done and what he wants to do for us, amen, praise the Lord, because the salvation is not to live in this, is to live in this world, but salvation is beyond this world. It's praise the Lord, when we get to heaven, we still going to be, amen, praise the Lord, rejoicing. We still going to enjoy salvation.
Amen.
Amen, praise the Lord. When there's no sin no more, when there's no devil no more, when there's no trials no more, when there's no persecution no more, amen, praise the Lord. When there's no more sickness no more, when there's no pain no more, amen, praise the Lord. When there's no more poverty no more, amen, praise the Lord. We all going to be the same, amen, praise the Lord. There ain't going to be no Democrats, there ain't going to be no Republicans, there ain't going to be no black man, there ain't going to be no one man, there ain't going to be, amen, praise the Lord. We all going to be the same color, we all going to be the same language, amen, praise the Lord. We all going to be, praise Lord, be treated equal, amen, praise the Lord, with God, amen, praise the Lord, and he wants for us to rejoice, amen, praise the Lord. He wants for us to come and surrender to him and open the door unto him. Open our heart door, amen, praise the Lord, and say, come on in, Jesus. Come on in, Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. Once again, you better open it today because tomorrow might be too late. Tomorrow might you step before in his door and he's going to say, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I had never knew you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So I praise the Lord for the blessings, and I throw back on up to you, Sister Betty, and I thank God for the opportunity.
Bless in Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord, brother. Thanks for coming in and obeying the Lord. Tim, get a song ready. Going to have Tim come around and sing his song, so just worship the Lord with him. Keep your minds on the Lord.
Living in a dark world, heavily tipped off by the haze. Take a prayer out of school and all into the rain. They order the King Commandment, breathing from their side. But one question, I wonder still, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus, he's the way, the truth. I'm not going where I should go. I'm serving Jesus with all my life. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? You may think I'm straight, living the way I do.
Oh, damn,
different from this world, I have kept all the hounds in the road. I'm gonna be crazy, or insane. And tell me I'm not right. But one question, I want to ask you, what's wrong with me?
all. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, remember me and Mother, we both ain't doing the best in the world. My sinus has been just real bad this week, and I ain't got over them yet. And I got to go to the eye doctor, I think, next Wednesday to see about that glaucoma I got in that one eye. So pray that that's gone, because I ain't got but one eye. And remember all my lost children and the ones in this world. Remember to pray for our nation, our leaders, and pray for
them. Yes, amen.
Lift up Israel to God, because he said, you know, I'll bless them that bless Israel, I'll curse them that curse Israel. And I've seen the United States fixing to cut the aid to their Iron Dome that they protect themselves with. They're going to cut their aid to it. So we're got government that's falling away from Israel, and we're fixing to get cursed, folks, because it's falling to just and unjust alike, I'm afraid, so we need to be doing some praying.
Amen. Brother Willie, you have any prayer requests?
Yes. And we have to continue to pray for us, continue to pray for our church, and pray for revival. You know, the nation is revival. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, continue to pray for all the my churches. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I pray for all my family in Mexico, and two my sisters is sick. I really don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong with one, but you know, just continue to pray for God. You know, all that need salvation. You know, just pray the main thing is be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord, and God will do the rest of it. Amen. And continue to pray for Sister Nana and Brother Barney. Sister Nana has been in the hospital for about 3 weeks now with COVID. And praise the Lord, just pray for him too. And pray for my brother-in-law and Junior. He's been in the hospital too, on and off for about 2 months. And so he's in the hospital right now. So just continue to pray for him. And they said that he really don't know what's going on. Pray for this Spanish pastor. He's been on the hospital over a month ago, I guess, with COVID, he's not doing too good. So just continue to pray. I know when the doctor said they can't do nothing else, is when God moving in. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're looking for God to move in there and praise the Lord and bring him out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Do you have any prayer requests?
Praise God. I want to ask everybody to pray for my sister, Nellie. She said the doctor told her today he needs to put some shots in her eyes. She's about blind in one eye and the other one's bad. So we'll just pray that the Lord would touch her eyes and open her eyes up that she could see. Pray for the little boy, the McDaniel boy, that got bit with a copperhead there. Night before last. He got to come home from the hospital. Just keep praying for him. Pray for the whole family. Let's pray for our country and our nation that it'll turn back to God before it's too late. And pray one for another. The Bible teaches us that we'd be right what God would have us to be in the center of his will, and we'd be a soul winner and try, you know, to tell people the good news and the word of God, that Jesus is coming back. Pray one for another. I appreciate the preaching of my brothers tonight, and thank God for God's love and God's mercy and his goodness that he's bestowed upon us. And let's just press on, pray one for another, that we'll be what God would have us to be. Good to hear you, y'all. Thanks the Lord for being here with our brother and our sister.
Thanks the Lord.
Remember, two little girls, Chloe and the other one is Everly. Both of them have some kind of serious illness. Just pray for them that God will touch them and heal them. Tiffany Chandler says to remember her and her family. They've been sick with the COVID. I don't know what's going on now, but she's needing prayer. Robbie needs prayer tonight. Just pray that Robbie will get with the right crowd. and that he'll get his heart right with God. And pray for a man by James that had surgery that needs prayer. Pray for a 17-year-old girl that's having dizzy spells, and they've checked her, and they're checking now for a possible bleeding on the brain. So remember her.
Her
family said to pray for the Lord to come on the scene for the 17-year-old girl. And prayers needed for a baby named Grayson that needs a miracle. Penny Mason is on a ventilator and needs a miracle. Alan Flowers is needing a miracle. He's got cancer. Gary and Angela need our prayers. Gary has cancer, and he won't go to the doctor, and it's got his wife's nerves all tore up, so remember them. John and Erica Harless, they have COVID, so remember them and their family. Remember Junior and William, they need healing in their bodies. Kathy has the flu, needing healing. Don McRae has, she needs healing in her colon. I think they found a tumor on her colon. Dean needs continued prayers. She has COVID pneumonia, and then she had a stroke on top of that. She's paralyzed on her right side. Remember her. Jerry Luther, he's got infection in his colon. And Brother Steve Woods lost his brother, I think it was last night or yesterday sometimes, family. And let's remember the man that Willie mentioned that's in the hospital that's been in there for several months. He needs a miracle. Baby Patsy and Tabby are not feeling well tonight, so remember them. Jeff Brown says to pray for him and his family. They need God to move for them. Pray for all the families that need the Lord. We have family members ourselves that need the Lord, so just be praying for everybody's family. And Crystal Dawn Ball says to remember her. She needs healing in her body. Nina Payne needs healing. Can't get her oxygen to come up. And let's pray for her husband, Barney. Let's pray for the Mike Wilkins family. He went on to be with the Lord this morning to remember his wife, Karen. And Joe Spivey says continue to pray for him. They're taking him off the ventilator and they took him off the ventilator, and they're getting ready to take him off the oxygen, and he's getting ready to go to rehab, and he says to thank everyone for their prayers, to keep on praying for him. Vernon Greason said he's in need of prayer today. Joyce Mullen says to pray for her request. Remember all those that are in the hospital, nursing homes, or jails. Remember all the ones that love the churches. Up here and down in Cleveland. And remember Sister Sonda and Sister
Christine
in your prayers. They've been sick. So remember both of them. Put the Lord in prayer and pray over all the needs. So everybody just pray.
Praise God. Lord Jesus, we come again, God, for the needs of the people, Lord, and request, God. Lord, tonight, God, we know you're God, and besides you, Lord, they ain't not. We know you're the great protector, Lord, and God, that heals us, Lord. Pray, Lord, for every one of them, thank you, God, for all things. Pray, Lord, for the God, for the move of him. Let us help, God, Lord, the rest of the needs and the requests, God, our brother's funeral. And Lord, tonight, God, that you would come down in a powerful way. Just touch them every poor God. Lord, just heal up their bodies, Lord, and make them whole. Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise. We'll thank you, Lord, for your healing power, God. For that anointing, Lord Jesus, and your virtue. God, as the little lady said, I felt, you said you felt the virtue go out of you, Lord, and healed her. God, we just thank you, Jesus, for your spirit, your power. Lord, for what you're doing, God, right now, for everybody, everywhere, Lord, how you are moving and a blessing, touching God. Be with us, Lord, keep us in your will. Lord, bless all the brothers, the word of God. Lord, bless the hearts and the lives of people. See the need, God. We need you more than anything in this walk of life, God. Touch our country, our nation, Lord. And if turn back to you before, it would be too late, God. Pray in the powerful, the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Sweet name, God, tonight, Lord. Bless this ministry, Lord. Bless our brethren and sisters, God. Lord, put your word out there, Jesus. Lord, have your way, Lord. Glory and praise. Thank you, God, for your great love, Lord, bestowed upon us. Lord Jesus, have your way, God. We are praying, Lord. We are thank you for it, God. Thank you, Lord. Offer your blessings, Lord. Lord upon us. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
Our time has come and gone again, so we're just going to say God bless, good night, till next week from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. Just come, tell all your friends and family to share this broadcast out and to like it. To where the gospel will get out to others. God bless. Good night.
God bless. Love all of you.